Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to stay informed and work collaboratively with individuals and organizations who are actively working to advance equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas.
Greetings. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. Here are a few engagement opportunities happening in our community from Tuesday, November 10th to Monday, November 16th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We'll start with the rapid fire round of events, since there are a few featured events today that require quite a bit of emphasis later in the podcast. So here we go. If you're still trying to process last week's election, you have a chance to do just that with a special edition of the Annette Strauss Institute's Civic Saturdays on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Also, on Tuesday, the Greater Austin Chamber of Commerce hosts a forum to discuss talent for tomorrow's workforce at 1:30 p.m., and the UT College of Education hosts a forum on equity in pandemic education and childcare at 3 p.m. There's a lot going on this Tuesday. On Wednesday at 5:30 p.m., constituents in City Council District 9 get to participate in a conversation on reimagining public safety with city officials. Each City Council District is hosting a community conversation on this topic. With regard to the COVID-19 response, I will note the fact that there is a check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response, hosted 3 times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9 a.m. Thursday is Veterans Day. The National Museum of the Pacific War, located in Fredericksburg, Texas, and the Admiral Nimitz Foundation host a Veterans Day activity at the museum, which kicks off at 11 a.m. This year's celebration features an introduction by General Michael Hagee, Museum President and CEO, and a keynote by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. A quick note about this year's Veterans Day parade: the Congress Avenue parade and ceremony on the south steps of the Capitol will not take place due to the ongoing pandemic. Veterans Day is also celebrated as Armistice Day or Remembrance Day in other parts of the world, falling on November 11th, the anniversary of the signing of the armistice that ended World War I. Next, we'll take a look at the lineup for this year's Texas Book Festival. The festival runs through November 15th. There are so many noteworthy authors and activities. As I did last week, I share a few recommendations from Texas Lifestyle Magazine for the following: a talk on November 11th at 4 p.m. by freelance journalist and writer Jessica Luther, discussing her book, Loving Sports When They Don't Love You Back. Luther is currently a fellow in the Center for Sports Communication and Media at the University of Texas. And on November 12th at 1:15 p.m., the Go-Go's guitar player, Kathy Valentine, who has herself roots in Austin, will talk about her book, All I Ever Wanted, a rock and roll memoir. On the panel with Kathy Valentine is Chris Frantz, founding member for Talking Heads, who will speak to his recently published book, Remain in Love. Like last week, we also highlight events featured in the Lit Crawl Austin program. I'll start with the event called Author Quiplash on November 14th, where 3 authors pit their wits and wittiness against each other in a version of the online game Quiplash. It is not quite a literary death match like the one that took place last week, but it sounds pretty fun and interesting. As part of Austin Lit Crawl, the group Six Square presents Toasts and Topics on November 13th at 7 p.m., featuring Shayla Lawson, author of the book, This Is Major, Notes on Diana Ross, Dark Girls, and Being Dope. We move on to highlighting events taking place as part of Austin Design Week, which runs from November 9th through the 13th. Founded in 2016, Austin Design Week's mission is to build an inclusive community that is a source of empowerment and inspiration for Austin's creative problem solvers. The week opens on November 9th at 5:30 p.m. There are many great offerings, and it's hard to pick among them, so I suggest you check out the full schedule, though I will highlight a few activities relating to racial equity, given the elevated interest on this topic at the moment. On November 10th, you'll have a chance to be introduced to an anti-racism activation kit that will help you make your own anti-racism action plan. Two race-related sessions take place on November 11th, one on the topic equity, diversity, and inclusion in the design community, and another entitled Embracing Universal Design in Education to Reimagine a More Equitable System. Finally, there is a session on November 12th called Dear Austin, Embracing Identity Through Policy, Erasure and Displacement of Black and Brown Communities. Clearly, Austin Design Week is not just about designing buildings and spaces, but about designing solutions to problems through increased dialogue and connection across disciplines and communities. Before closing things out, I'll note that the group Six Square, an artist group based in East Austin that had a mention earlier in the Texas Book Festival section of the podcast, also hosts an event during Austin Design Week called Soundcheck. The event closes out Design Week and features a virtual musical performance by Austin's own Mobley on Friday, November 3rd at 7 p.m.
Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight in the future by emailing info@canatx.org. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.